This is the Jason and Alexis Show podcast, presented by our delightful friends at The Free House. When you listen to the podcast, you can thank The Free House. We thank them all the time, right, Lex?
Oh, we love The Free House. Thank you, Free House.
Thank you, Free House, and thanks for the beer.
Lex, Dawn, I think we should go to lunch, and I have a great idea. Lex, are you in?
I'm in. Let's go.
Me too.
You're in too, Dawn? Great. We're going to go to The Free House. It's going to be my treat, and I'm telling you, I'm so excited because there are three ways that The Free House can serve you. First, we can go inside. And we're going to go inside, you two. We're going to go inside. Or you can order online now from one of their delivery partners. Or, Dawn, if you don't want to hang out with me,
okay,
you can pick it up from the restaurant and take it home. But I would prefer we all eat together.
Let's go inside.
Thank you.
You know what I want to have, Jason? One of those Roto Bird baguettes.
Oh, I love the Roto Bird baguette. Lex, how about a burger or a salad? What sounds good to you?
A salad, and I need a beer.
Oh, wow. Dawn, listen to that. She wants a Free House beer. Mama needs a beer, Lex.
Mama needs a beer. Mama's getting out. Mama's having a Free House beer.
Okay, well, Lex and Dawn and all of you, go to freehousempls.com. You can see the menu. You can order online and everything right there. Again, it's freehousempls.com. Hello, welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything.
Hey, girl, hey.
That's right. I'm Jason Matheson along with Alexis Thompson. Dawn McClain and our buddy Kenneth Mattel, he's known in some circles. It is Friday. There is no double Y in that word, Friday. Congratulations, we made it.
Woohoo!
It is snowy out there, and looking at the weather, and don't if you don't have to. It's not going to get much better over the next 2 days.
It's kind of like Friday.
Friday. Nay.
Okay. Nay.
You can stop that, Lex.
Yeah, thank you, Kenny, for
cease and desist with all of that.
Please.
Seriously.
Oh, boy.
But Lex is right, though. It's not going to be good, but oh, well. Just weird. I mean, it's the earliest. It's just crazy early. We don't need this right now. It's already, and especially because now we're going to be in our houses officially until like May.
Yeah, so that's true. Exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's just not pleasant.
So are we decorating for Christmas this weekend, or what are we doing?
I'm not doing it this weekend, but I will tell you, I probably will next.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that too. Yeah, at the beginning, you're putting up your 2-inch ceramic tree?
Yeah, that's a lot of work to get in the attic and take that box down and plug it in and turn it on.
Plug it in?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm going to like it.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Are you going to decorate this year?
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm doing the whole thing. I'm doing it up.
Yeah.
We're taking all the bins down.
Oh, all of them.
Yeah, all the bins.
Okay.
It's also an attempt to streamline as well because, you know, up in the attic, we've been in this house more than 10 years, and there's been so many surprises as we're trying to, like, go through things.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas stuff is no different.
Do you have dolls up there? Do you have some of your creepy-ass dolls up there?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Oh, dolls in the attic. Woo.
there's
extra
about
creepy
that,
if they're in the attic.
Let's turn on
Is that an Aerosmith song, Dawn?
It is.
Dolls in the attic.
Dawn, can we turn on Zen's nursery baby monitor?
Yeah,
I don't know if he knows. I don't know if he knows that his mother has an attic full of creepy ass dolls. Zen? Hi, Zen. What? Okay, did you hear that your mom has dolls in her attic?
He's not listening.
Hi.
Dawn, what's he saying?
He's saying, mommy has dolls in the attic, and I would like to have somebody out there. Good people, my talkers, somebody to take me to church. Because obviously, there's some creepy ass stuff going on in this house. And I didn't know I was going to be born into this family. My daddy has creepy dolls that he sells on the internet. Kiss dolls and all kinds of crazy stuff. Crypticon convention stuff. My mom's crafting and getting creepy dolls.
Don, turn to press the button for the baby monitor one more time. I want to check him.
Okay. Hi, Zen. Zen, have you ever met a doll named Trudy?
I only have whenever in my dreams, because when I'm sleeping, she talks to me in my dreams, and that's why I scream in the middle of the night and get up and wake up my mommy and daddy, because Trudy's over my crib.
Do you wish mommy and daddy would get rid of Trudy? Do you wish that doll was gone?
I wish mommy and daddy would take Trudy to Wisconsin and burn her and bury her in a hole.
Oh, wow. Man. That's oddly specific, Zen.
You've learned a lot of language in the last 9-10 months, Zen.
Well, my daddy works for a school system, so I know both Spanish and English.
How do you say creepy-ass dolls in Spanish?
No say.
Okay, go ahead and turn the monitor off.
He doesn't
off.
Know yet.
He does.
Oh,
know.
He does need to meet Trudy. You're right. I don't think that's actually happened.
Oh, God.
Oh, poor baby.
Don't do it, Lex.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know about you two or you three, but I'm getting scared about Project Down and Dirty. B. Arthur sent a couple emails yesterday.
No.
And
What do you think?
Yeah,
I haven't opened them up. What do they say?
Okay.
Yeah, don't open them, Kenny. Well, let me hold on.
Yeah,
a
what's
minute.
The scariest part to you, Jace?
Everything.
That we won't be able to take naps for an entire week.
That's one of them. it's never good, Kenny. This is what scared me when the subject line is Project Down and Dirty Explainer. The fact that we have to get an explainer, first of all, that scares me. And then the second email called Rough Outline. The first sentence, Kenny, the good news, ? So, now, right there... If she's saying that, you know there's bad news coming. You know what I mean? Because she starts the email with the good news, ? Which then you're thinking somewhere in the email, she's going to deliver bad news, you know? But it doesn't look like there's a lot of bad news.
I'm thrilled that we don't have to be here at night.
Yeah.
That it's done by 6 p.m. for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I can watch the finale of Big Brother on Wednesday.
I did think about you with that.
What about Monday? Because I'm going to be on the road Monday afternoon, but I can be by a microphone by Monday at 7 o'clock.
Zoom meeting from 7 to 9.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Live reading.
I can do that.
We can do the live reading. But yeah, she texts you. Well, she called me during my nap, and she texted me. And she's like, are you doing the TV show? And I said, well, yeah. She said, what time can we have you? And I said, well, I can get there by noon. So, and then I didn't hear from her again. So I think they were piecing together the final schedule.
There's some stuff during the day to prepare for.
I'm just scared. You know, you know what it is, guys? It's the unknown. This one is so different.
Yeah.
And so multi-layered and unusual. Usually we know the process for this. You know, we check into said hotel or said house or whatever. Mm-hmm. Day one, they give us a pizza. Lori and Julia bitch about said pizza. Then we go to bed. We wake up. You know what I mean? We know the routine, basically. This time, it's just...
I love it.
Yeah, I do, too.
We don't have to live with each other. No offense, Lex.
Yeah, agree. No, I agree. No. Yeah, I mean, now with everything going on and just, in general. And I think we'll feel better once we get the script and know the roles and know which, you know, I think, is that happening today or sometime this weekend?
I don't know.
But
again, we don't know. But we'll find out, and then we'll let you guys know. Either way, it's going to be fun. We're very excited. We're going to be raising a lot of money for our charities. Ours is, Siri's talking to me, is Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. So we know we can count on you to raise a lot of money for that. Guys, 7:13, Dawn, producing on the fly. Do we have a passing notes, or is it? We do.
We do.
Hold on to your wigs and keys and granny panties. We have that for you next.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. from like the 70s or 80s.
This is the Inertia Nutcracker, the inexpensive way to fresh whole kernel nuts. It more than pays for itself by cracking up to 30 fresh pecans, almonds, California walnuts, or others per minute. Just pull back the knocker, kick, and release. Beautiful fresh whole kernels fall out. The Inertia Nutcracker, for your holiday baking and other needs. An unusual and practical gift idea. Get yours today.
Oh, boy.
Get your Inertia Nutcracker at Eckerd Drugs, JCPenney Company, and Reed Drug. Also at Dunaway Drugs, Roses, Woolworth, and Sears.
Da, da, da.
This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial.
Da, da, da.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Oh, you pull the lever to crack some nuts? Is that what you said?
Yeah. It's the Texas native, Texas native Inertia Nutcracker.
Wow, so that's a mouthful.
Yeah. You pull the lever back. And then it snaps and it busts your nut.
What?
Oh.
Hey, now.
Whoa. Kenny's awake now.
Whoa.
I can't believe what I just heard.
Whoa. Well, no, it does. It, like, destroys it. I'm going to send it to you guys.
Don't say that again, Jason. You
what? It does. What it, like, destroy. It looks like it, it like, blows yeah. up.
Can it do two at once?
Oh.
Well,
no, it does.
Ultra.
It destroys it. The lever thing, or it's like a pulley system, and it fires at it, and it just busts it to pieces.
Uh-huh. Yep. There you said it again.
Stop saying bust.
Okay. Sorry, it kind of hit me. It's okay. I realize what I'm saying now, and I just mean it cracks the nuts. So this from 19. Yeah, it's from 1978. So I don't know if it's still available, but it's the Texas native Inertia Nutcracker. Buy it for someone you love.
Nice.
And bust some. Yeah. 7:20 is the time. It's a time for passing notes, right, Don?
Yes. You know, I think this might be Holly Roberts doing this. I can't quite remember who voices Kristen. I'm almost positive it is Holly voicing this today. There are some drawings that go along with us that I'll be posting on Twitter.
Ooh,
once
okay.
I figure out how to get into the downloaded files that Rocco sent me of these photos. It's just so weird that he has pictures. He's like, here are the cartoons that go along with tomorrow's passing notes. I'm like, okay.
Isn't it great? This has turned into a multimedia experience.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so here's passing notes.
Are you passing a note?
She passes me notes in class all the time.
Do you want to pass me a note and have me circle yes or no?
This is Passing Notes on Jason and Alexis. Old high school notes that producer Dawn found. Read aloud by the My Talk players.
It was sweet. We held hands and passed notes.
And you are to read that letter in front of my class.
Read it out loud.
Just a few passing notes left. We'll probably be done with this bit by Christmas, so enjoy them while we got them. And what we got them today is Dawn's friend Kristen, a.k.a. Kiki. Did I say friend? I sort of meant frenemy. Last time we heard from Kiki, we met a new character in the Springfield Catholic universe. Chemistry teacher, Dr. Nail.
I'm in chemistry. Dr. Nail is starting another chapter and we have that test tomorrow.
Dr. Nail? It sounds like a rejected Marvel character.
Dr. Nail.
When all you've got is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Your mom said to be home by 1 a.m., Kristen. She didn't want you to get hammered.
Dr. Nail.
In theaters Friday, rated R.
Not a lot going on in this note, except for there's a few cartoons, which I sent to Dawn to see if she wanted to tweet out or anything, and if not, we'll describe them for you. It'll be a little theater of the mind preview of what you might expect in Project Down and Dirty 10. Classic radio drama. Here we go. Playing Dawn's friend, Kiki, a.k.a. Kristen, here's Holly.
DB! Bucca, I'm lost in chemistry, so I'm going to write you a little love letter. Matt Goddard hasn't even called Ryan yet. Cool, eh? He better, or else it'll be awkward. Do you want Sarah to come with us? I don't care. It's up to you, Big. Me yesterday.
Then there's this bit of a cartoon drawing with an arrow pointing at it saying,
cute drawing!
There's a house and a garage, and in the driveway, there's a car, and it says,
mi coche!
That's Spanish for my car. And then there's a truck on the street labeled,
Mark's truck.
The person at the front door is saying,
"Yo, come on in."
The person on the street between Mark's truck and Kiki's car is saying,
"I'm late."
And before we have a chance to decode that cartoon, we have a line drawn with more pictures below it. The two-part cartoon is labeled
Dawn Saturday and La Noche.
On the left is a picture of a girl with a blotto look on her face holding a dripping cup. Oh. The cup is spilling onto the leg of a guy standing there, and the caption says,
"Hold on, Scott."
I think it says Scott. It's actually capital S-O-T-T, Sot. And I should point out that on Dawn's head is a bump with an arrow next to it saying,
"Bald spot."
Below this picture, it says,
"Before."
And on the right is the after picture. It's Dawn laying on the ground looking queasy. Next to her is a girl labeled,
"Me."
And a boy labeled,
"Matt."
The cartoon has Kiki saying,
"I think she fed a great big whale."
Okay, I need to break that down later. Matt replies,
"What?"
Then we turn the page. It's the third part of the drawing labeled Sunday morning. Dawn is laying in bed, still looking a bit queasy, and she has a thought bubble coming from her head. It says,
"Where am I?"
Then another line drawn across the page, followed by our final drawing. It's Dawn in a skirt again, same bald spot, I believe, and she's surrounded by five ringing telephones, each one labeled with a boy's name. Kiki?
Sam, ring. Scott, ring. Another Scott, ring. Jeff, ring. Jason, ring.
Below Dawn and all the ringing telephones, it says,
"Will you go to homecoming with me?"
Then the note closes out.
B/F, heart, Kiki.
Okay, Dreamweaver Dawn, maybe you can decode these fever dream drawings on today's episode of Passing Notes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can see those on my Twitter, Dawn and Dark.
Oh, I got it. Oh.
Wow. So you had five options, huh? They all wanted to go to the dance with you?
I think so. After the night before, where apparently I'm thinking I was drinking. Because why am I? I don't know why there's a bald spot on my head, but I was probably drunk and acting very friendly, I'm guessing. And they're like, "Yeah, let me ask this girl to homecoming." That's my only thought there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Who knows? It's kind of just a mystery.
Let me see here. I'm looking. Dawn at Dark. We've got to see this here.
These are not professional drawings either. Way Rocco described them, I thought, wow, this is really cool and intricate. And then I see the picture and it's stick figures.
It's stick figures.
Oh, it is. It looks like. Okay. Why am I not getting this yet? Okay. There we go.
Where am I?
I mean, this was just like. Not a lot of words in it, just pictures. So good job describing those pictures, Rocco.
Yeah.
Great.
Rocco. Just a few more left, everybody. Passing notes.
That. I told him, you've said that for like 2 years now. Yeah. It's almost the end. It's like, dude, is it really the end or what's going on?
But let's not. Let's maybe he's just finding these and lucking out. Let's not judge.
Yeah.
Oh, hey guys.
She had a lot of nicknames for you too.
Oh yeah,
in the beginning,
it's DB was my nickname, and Kiki was her nickname for me to her.
I love
DB.
It. Mm-hmm. Down me.
Dawn Bernadette.
Oh, Dawn Bernadette.
Middle name. Gotcha.
Yep.
Hey guys, October listener rewards hot. I'm purposely speaking in broken sentences. So hot. You can win like a streaming sampler pack. And Alexis, are you wondering what's in that pack?
What's in that pack, Jason?
Facts. My Talk Gear, AirPods, restaurant gift cards. Are you wondering how to sign up for listener rewards?
Yeah, how do I do that, Jason?
Thanks for asking. You go to the mall and then you go to mytalk1071.com. 727. When we come back, name your kid for a lifetime of free product from a company. Like, would you name your kid Nabisco?
Mm-hmm.
You'll for see why cookies. We're at. Yeah, for free cookies for the rest of your life. Alexis has a story when we come back.
And now, a hilarious Halloween dad joke by Alexis.
What kind of music do mummies like to listen to at parties? Rap music!
This has been a hilarious Halloween dad joke by Alexis.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, sure is. Yeah. Okay. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm My Talk 107.1. I'm Jace, Alex.
Moving right along, yes.
Alex, Don, and Kenny. Hey, any of you out there, if you're thinking about having a kid and a little baby, and you're sitting around at, I don't know, Cracker Barrel, and you're talking to your loved one, your spouse, your lover, and you're like, hey, what should we name our kid? And then you're like, oh, maybe Sam, maybe Diane, maybe...
Sam Malone.
Yeah. Thank you for picking that up. Maybe Sarah. Her or how about Amoco? Or how about Speedway? And then you're like, oh, why would you recommend that? Well, because we'll get free gas for life. Is that kind of what?
Great.
Is that kind of what this is, Lex?
This is kind of what's going on with a company called Twiffy, which is in Switzerland. That's the internet company there, and they are offering parents who name their child Twiffia or Twiffius, either one works, they take a picture of the child's birth certificate, they will get 18 years of free Wi-Fi.
Oh my gosh.
Now, I did the math. It's $66 a month, so that's $792 a year. Total value of this, $14,256. Is that worth it for free Wi-Fi?
No.
Cash. I need cash payments.
Yes.
Oh.
Because what happens if Twiffy goes off the air? I mean, like, what happens?
Your kid's Twiffy then, or Twiffia. Yeah.
No, but I mean, but what happened? You know, isn't... Yeah.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right. Regardless whether, they stay in... Well, I guess you're right, Jace. What happens then? I hope they would cut a check for the remaining years.
Oh, no. Twiffy isn't going to do that, no. Because they're going out of business. They don't care anymore. They don't care about bad publicity. They're not going to dig into their pockets. I'm sorry, little Twiffy, little Twiffy Cunningham.
little Twiffia.
Yeah.
However,
peanut
butter cup. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Reese's.
Reese's?
Yeah. Reese's free for life. Name. Yeah. Hey, peanut butter cup, you're grounded. Get it straight. Yeah. Yeah. I'd be done with that. Yeah.
I would. No, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I'm wondering if there's any business. Them. Yeah, that you would that would be cool. It also matters. Your last name
Paul Mall.
Really matters.
Paul
too,
Mall
you know?
Straight. Hey, Paul Mall. Go to the refrigerator. Get Daddy a pack of smokes.
Oh, hold on, let me try out mine. Hold on a minute. Kettle
Old
one, Crow. You're grounded. Kettle one, you're grounded.
Kettle one, yes.
Yeah.
Kettle one, Matheson.
Hold
Come on
a minute. Get your ass over here, Grey Goose. Yeah. Okay. That sounds good. That sounds good.
Yeah,
some of my
duck, Grey Goose.
Grey Goose.
Yeah. Some of our friends suggested we should have named our son Jose because of our addiction to Cuervo.
Oh, yeah.
But right.
We've graduated from Cuervo, and we're now drinking top shelf tequila.
Oh, perfect.
So top shelf. Hey, top shelf. Get over here.
You're right.
Drive Daddy home. Drive Daddy home, top shelf.
Another company. There's many things.
Come Top here shelf. Right now, Samsung. Right here.
Kikkoman, get over here.
No.
Oh, Lex. Now, come on. If you're gonna, it's like if you're gonna rob a here. No. See right there. Here, let's dig down into this. This is the same thing. Like if you're gonna go to jail for robbing a store, you don't go to Dollar General. No offense to Dollar General, you go to Apple or you go to Best Buy or something. Uh-huh. I'm not condoning stealing, but right there, Lex, Kikkoman. It's not worth it. Kikkoman. No. You don't name your kid Kikkoman because it's a $4 item. You know what I mean? It's cute.
With wild turkey.
What if it
was?
I
was sticking with alcohol.
What if it was a college education for like Harvard?
Oh,
for your kid, you don't really benefit.
Ball State. Yeah.
Ball State.
Yeah,
it's Indiana.
Indiana. Yeah.
That's Letterman's, isn't it?
It's Letterman's alma mater. Yeah.
Alma mater. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're thinking like, what would be maybe Apple?
right?
Well, Apple, Gwyneth, fine.
Over time, that might...
Well, Goop already named her daughter Apple, so...
true, 2020 true. GMC Sierra extended crew cab with an 8-foot box.
And a CD changer.
Hold on. I mean, for our show, let me try this one. You're grounded, Cordoba. You're grounded, Chrysler Cordoba.
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 Cordoba. Yeah. When you get the vintage variety, that might be worth it.
Well, steaks, I mean, maybe a steak company. I mean, if you're a meat eater, if you're a carnivore, that can run you some cash throughout your life.
Yeah, how much steaks are you eating, though?
I don't know. I mean, that's if you're a ribeye, vivacious.
If you were no name steak, you'd be no name steak Matheson.
No name. Come here. No, I don't know. What do I consume? Well, yeah,
pull tabs.
Or Kobe steak?
Pull tabs.
Pull tabs. Matheson.
Yeah. Or serums. I would name my kids serum in 2 seconds. Oh, absolutely. Serum. If I got free serums chicken wings for the rest of my life.
This might happen.
Oh absolutely. I would have a kid just to get it. Like, I don't want a kid, but I would.
But hey, just here's some free wings.
I would mate and reproduce just to get a forever ranchalada chicken wings.
Oh, man. What about naming your pet? That would be so easy,
what
right?
What are those Thai ones that they have?
Serum. Oh, yeah. I would name. Oh, yeah. Thai. My favorites. Garlic alata, ranchalata, Raging Cajun, and Thai. Oh, yeah.
Thai.
But if I would get those, if Gary Serum, who that's who it's named after, former Twins player, if Gary came up to me and said, Jason, you and Colin pop out a baby. I don't care how you do it. But you pop out a baby. And you name that kid Serum, he has to wear Serum's like clothes, brand. Absolutely.
Wow, you're taking it to another level here. Yes.
Oh, branded. Yeah. I am Sonia Ungerman this up. You know, just sell that baby. Sponsorship that baby right up.
Oh, my God.
That baby will look like a NASCAR driver. I'll have his bonnet will have logos on it.
Mm-hmm. His little stroller.
Oh, that stroller. I'll put a neon sign on the stroller. I mean, I'll license everything. Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh.
Wow.
So, mm-hmm.
Well, this company did it for the Wi-Fi there. And actually, they're like, I really like this name. Twifia is her name.
Oh, I don't know.
That's ridiculous. I don't like that name. That's a hard... First of all, who... I want to be in that meeting. The Twifia. How did you name your company Twifia?
Well, it's T-Wi-Fi. They're an internet company.
Oh.
But I'm not sure what the T stands for, but that's
terrible.
Yeah. Hey, so if you are interested and you live in Switzerland or know someone, this offer stands for anyone who wants to name their kid Twifia or Twifius.
Twifius.
Sound
what
that.
Sounds what like about a wizard at Hogwarts.
Professor Twifius was really hard last semester. What, Kenny?
You've seen the people driving around the energy drink cars with a can of what?
Red
I don't
Bull,
know if it's,
yeah.
Yeah, strapped to the back of the car. Would you do that? If somebody said, here's a car for you to drive, kid. You know, back in your poor days when you were living on your gas station credit card. You drive this car for free.
Hell, I'll do it now.
Even now. Yeah.
Oh. Really?
I worked for Gatorade and drove around a Gatorade Hummer all the time, and I knew the Red Bull people. It's just that people ask you for it everywhere you go.
It was called a Gatorade Hummer?
It was a Gatorade. Yeah, it was a Humvee, and it had Gatorade all over it. It was really bright colored and pretty. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I would do it.
That was your car?
Yeah, it was my car.
I would do it if Fox paid me for like the Jason show or my I'm betting Earl. I almost put a logo on. Yes, please. I am for sale.
Oh wow! Oh, I don't do logos at all. Oh no way!
Oh man!
No,
especially if it's a brand I'm involved in. Oh yeah, I'll never forget Bethany Frankel. And Countess Luann, remember Lex? It was early on in the launch of Skinny Girl cocktails. Skinny Girl had launched; they were in stores. It was a huge hit, but the company was just getting started. And Bethany pulled up to a lunch with Countess Luann. in a skinny gar in a skinny girl Volkswagen, and Countess Luann. Oh, Countess Luann busted on her. She's like, you got skinny girl all over your car. And Bethany goes, yeah, I mean, you wear a Hermes bag and a Burberry purse. And Countess goes, well, they're not paying me. And Bethany Frankel in an interview goes, exactly, you dumb drag queen.
Yep.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, they don't sign your paycheck, as she says. Yeah.
Oh, it's my favorite Bethany slap back to Countess. Exactly, you dumb drag queen. Oh. It's like, you're missing the point, Countess. Uh-huh. I'm advertising a brand.
You're advertising for them with no money, and you're paying them.
Exactly. Yep. 7:43. Let's take a break. We'll be back right after this.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
You want to be in great company? Come on along to the place where you belong. Come on, mom, with BBC. We're reaching out. It's you and me.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
A little throwback for you. Cheeseball promo.
Very
from
cheesy.
The 80s. Come on along with ABC. Come on along, everybody. Mm-hmm. Scott, coming up, come along with us as we come back. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. I'm Jason with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Donnie mentioned Big Brother several minutes ago. You're excited.
We
saw the schedule for Project Down and Dirty, which means you will likely get to watch the finale. What's been happening lately, though? Is there any?
Okay, this is the great time where everybody starts to turn on each other. This is the exciting stuff because these people made
Speaking
alliances.
Of Project Down and Dirty.
Yes, exactly. So this is the time where you have now. There's only three people left in the house. Each one of these people had multiple deals with each other. So Christmas got eliminated last night in the live eviction. She is gone and into the jury house. Now all of these people in the jury house will have to vote on the final two, which we'll see next Wednesday. But there's going to be a head of household competition to determine who's going to be in the final two. So we have a guy who probably should win. He's played the best game. His name is Cody. Then we have Nicole, who likes to play a sweet and innocent game, but she's kind of shady. And she's actually won Big Brother before. She's the only former winner left in the house. So some people are like, well, maybe she's the best player because she's now in the final three again. She's already won $500,000 in the past. Does she deserve to win again? Because do you respect her gameplay just as much as somebody who actually physically wins competitions? Because her social game is really good. She aligned herself with a guy who is really popular and really good at the game. And so his strength has won competition. He is just a beast when it comes to the physical competitions and even the mental ones as well. So
he's still in the game?
He is still in the game. They knew each other outside of the house. And Jason, these are the two that you talked about with McKay, that they had been hanging out before and they're like family friends. They have they know each other outside the house and talked before.
Yeah.
So you cannot break that bond unless either one of them thinks that they can't win against each other, because it really does matter who you choose. Like, let's say you win the head of household next Wednesday in the final three. It's your choice, basically, to figure out who is going to go. So you're choosing who you want to sit next to and who the jury is going to vote against. You know what I mean? So you want somebody who hasn't played the game as well. So is it in their best interest, even though they're paired together and they've been aligned together, is it in Nicole's best interest, if she's the head of household, to choose Cody to go with her? I don't think it is, because people are going to vote for him more. She should choose the other guy who has also played a good game, but it's just kind of like not as an aggressive game as Cody has played. So I know that this is kind of maybe inside baseball for some people, but
no,
what
a lot of my talkers watch Big Brother.
And so she hasn't made that choice yet. That's the the final episode?
No, we don't know yet who's going to be that person that wins this final head of household. Gotcha. Here she is talking with Cody about how she has spent more days in the Big Brother house than anyone. And it's kind of irritating because she's kind of braggy.
So aggressive, like say stinks. And now I say sucks.
Wait, what?
Okay. No, I'm just saying, like, I've seen a lot of stuff, you know. This Big Brother stuff really screws you up.
Oh, my God.
This is my third
time.
You
know more than anybody.
I've been in the house more than any other house guest ever.
I just recently passed 230 days spent in this house, and it's a huge milestone, which means it's more than Paul.
Friendship.
It's more than Janelle.
Bucks mixed with brains. It's a deadly combination.
If I can make it to Final Two again, I could be the first ever person to win this game twice. But
I don't like her voice. Yeah, can I just say that as an outside? Yeah.
Her arch nemesis is actually Janelle from who lives in the Twin Cities. And
poor vocal lessons.
It's funny because she can come off as very innocent and sweet, but kind of, the claws are sort of coming out at this point behind the scenes. She isn't being that nice, so it's her true colors. But you know what? That wins the game.
Yeah. And I enjoyed, and now I know why I don't like her voice, because I like Janelle.
I love her, yeah.
She's been on my show 3-4 times, and she's very nice and gorgeous.
Is she still in the game?
No,
sadly. Oh,
okay. No, they got rid of her real quick, because I knew how well she played the game, so.
Mm. She's real good. She's real good.
So who are we rooting for, Don?
I think the best player is Cody. Okay. There's another guy who's really funny named Enzo, but he hasn't played as good of a game. He hasn't won a lot of competitions. And basically, Cody is the one who's brought him along the way. Like, because of Cody, he's kind of been protected. So that's kind of like flying under the radar and you know, being towed along by somebody else. And the jurors in the house don't really respect that kind of game usually. Because you're really just not doing any of the hard work. You're not getting any blood on your hands, as they say. He's not there making the big moves. He's just along for the ride. So I think Cody is the one to win it.
And the people who vote them off or pick are the people who've been voted off?
Who they've already voted out. So you got to be nice or you're going to make some enemies.
Big Brother on CBS and CBS All Access, 7:55. Follow us on social media, Alexa the Cities, Dawn at Dark, Jason Matheson. When we come back, a very special guest from a very special charity. Next.